I noticed when Quentin asked about our division between plaintiffs and defendants, we're rather heavy on the plaintiff's side. I want to encourage my brothers and sisters on the plaintiff's side to show some compassion to the folks on the defense side. Take them out to lunch, celebrate their birthdays. They not only have to deal with these insurance companies like we do on my side of the docket, they have to get along with them. So you have our compassion. And as Quentin said, this is our practice is largely an insurance practice on both sides of the docket. The way we get paid is with insurance companies and on the plaintiff's side with policies. And even though I'm a plaintiff's lawyer by admission, have all those bleeding heart credentials that Quentin mentioned, I'm going to try to present this topic in a fair and balanced manner. Now that we've covered that basic element of insurance law, let's get into the details. This is a standard policy, and as we're going to talk about it briefly, a lot of policies out there are not standard policies, but even the ones that aren't basically follow this format. There's exceptions. I just saw a Progressive policy yesterday that didn't follow anything like this format, but most of them will. And even though every element of coverage is in the policy, the deck sheet is going to determine which elements are applicable to a particular policy in a particular case. But one thing they have in common is they all have liability coverage. Insurance policies, liability insurance policies, insure people as well as vehicles. And so if you're a named insured is a guy who bought the policy, they're going to be listed on the deck sheet as the named insured. That coverage is going to follow you wherever you go, as long as you don't steal a car.